Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman, and today I want to continue our discussion that we started yesterday around asking for what you want. And I want to focus on the concept of setting expectations. So if you manage people, odds are you have pretty clear expectations for what you want them to do and how you want them to operate. The question is do you leave it to them to figure it out, or do you actually take the time to clearly communicate the expectations that you have for them? And if you are communicating those expectations, how specific are you in terms of your instructions? If you ask people for what you want up front, you're setting those expectations, you're putting them in place. And what that does is it shortens their learning curve because they know what is to be expected for them or of them. It gives them greater clarity. And in the end, it's going to improve efficiency because their learning curve, the time that it takes them to get up to speed so that they can contribute, shortens dramatically because they know exactly what you're looking for. If you've ever worked for somebody that's a horrible communicator, you know how frustrating it can be when you know you want to help and you want to contribute, but you really don't know what to do and you don't know what the person is looking for. That's a tough place to be. You don't want to be in that situation if you can avoid it. And in hindsight, you probably don't want to do it to somebody else. And so just taking the time to get very clear about what you want and to tell them. And maybe it's having it written and maybe reviewing those things verbally afterwards so that if there are any misunderstandings, they can get cleared up. But just setting those things in place, because if you just let people do it on their own, they're going to stumble. They're going to make some mistakes along the way. That's not to say that they won't make mistakes if you help them and give them those instructions. But the point is they'll make fewer mistakes. They'll get there more quickly. And now all of a sudden they start contributing. They start to add to the bottom line and everything starts to work. So you're in a position where you have control or influence over somebody. Provide direction, set the expectations, and really help them grow more quickly than they would otherwise. If you know of anyone who can benefit from hearing this episode, just share the link with them. It's joelbrookman.com. Ask them to subscribe. From there, they can go to links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to get into the idea of picking your spots in life. But for today, I just want you to think about expectations and setting them. So if you have somebody that started with you relatively recently, make sure you put those expectations in place. That's the time to do it right at the beginning. But if you haven't taken the opportunity to set those expectations and there are other people that are with you that are not doing exactly what you want done, take that opportunity to have the discussion, to put those expectations in place, communicate clearly, give them an opportunity to ask questions, and be there to support them. I feel very confident in saying that if you do those things, you will see a dramatic increase in their productivity.